Longtime listeners know we are fans of Peeps, those beautiful lavender, blue, yellow chicks. That's natural coloring, right? Not. And did you see 60 Minutes last night? Great report linking sugar to deadly diseases. So, okay, Peeps are not health food, but Americans buy more than 700 million this time of year. And today we want to celebrate the marshmallow behind the Peep. Did you know it was invented by the Egyptians, the same people who gave us the pyramids? And the same ingenuity they used for marshmallows was later used by Westerners to come up with the cough drop. We learn all of this in the new book, Marshmallow Madness, which also shows us how to make marshmallows. So grab your candy thermometers as author Shauna Seaver joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Shauna, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm thinking, so clever, Marshmallow Madness, it sounds like that other thing that's happening this time of year. And right inside the cover, you have the different kinds of marshmallows one can make laid out like the different teams in March Madness.
Yes, that is the brainchild of the creative marketing people at my publisher, and they had me fill out that bracket. And I got to tell you, it was like choosing children, trying to narrow down my favorite flavors in this book.
Well, for instance, lemonade and creamsicle go up against each other. You pick creamsicle to advance and go against strawberry. And we have some testers here who will be the judge of what should advance. We've got 9-year-old Jamie Wolport from Westford, Massachusetts. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And 10-year-old Sammy Haynes from Belmont, Massachusetts. Sammy, you've been very patient. Welcome to you as well.
Hello.
Then they're going to do some tasting for us. We have some on the plates right in front of us. Why don't we just leap in and just get one taste out of the way for these poor kids, shall we? Our producers, Jill Ryan and Emiko Tamagawa, spent all night making these. Let's see, you guys, what would we like to taste first? How about the Oreo? Shall we? Sammy,
yes.
Gives me the thumbs up. Now, just basically, Shauna, while they're tasting, was this just crunching up Oreos in the recipe?
Yeah, in that variation, it's sort of a cookies and cream marshmallow, where you either roll the marshmallow and crush cookies, or you mix it into the batter.
Mm-mm-mm. These are mixed in. Guys, what'd you think, Jamie? Sam?
Delicious.
Jamie?
Great.
Well, how can I trust your judgment? I have to have one myself. Okay, hold on.
I mean, how can you really go wrong? You've got marshmallows and Oreo cookies together. It's
amazing. Guys, go ahead and have a second one while I discuss this. I have to say, Shauna, we remember when Martha Stewart came out with her marshmallow recipes. And,
yes.
You know, it just, people were just howling. You know, are you kidding me? Make marshmallows, which are so difficult to make. We should mention both Emiko and Jill, who made these, said, you know, you shouldn't probably make them with kids because, or if you do, be very careful because you've got boiling sugar, corn syrup.
Right.
One of our producers, she will not admit who it is, caught her oven mitt on fire.
And wow.
And then there's the cleanup. So, you know, when this was first discussed, the idea of making your own marshmallows, which somebody has figured out how to do and put in a plastic bag for you, why do it?
Well, that's a really interesting point. I say in the front matter of the book, you know, the first time that you try it, you've got to be patient with yourself, read through the recipe several times, because you do have a couple of different steps going on in each recipe. You've got the bloomed or softened gelatin, powdered gelatin, which is softened in a liquid, and you have the hot sugar syrup, like you said. And then both of these things get incorporated into a mixer, and it's the incorporation of all that air that gives you the fluff and the puff.
Well, let's get to the basic question, though. Is it better? Guys, I want you to, let's taste the basic recipe, classic vanilla. It sort of looks like tofu, which Sammy just shook his head like, no. So, Sammy, would you pass one over there to Jamie? These are just blocks of marshmallow. Go for it, guys.
Mm.
Now, compare that to like one you get out of a bag and make a s'more with.
It's very similar, but I think these are a little like less thick, which I like, because if it's too thick, then you can have one and then you have a stomachache. But if with these, you can have like more.
Many more. Some more. Jamie?
These have more of a taste than the regular ones because they have more of, like, vanilla in it.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do.
That's because, well, first of all, they're fresher, and also there's no preservatives, that sort of thing. So you really do get to celebrate the flavors that you add into these.
Then you've taken it to these great lengths. I mean, pumpkin spice, deeply chocolate malt. What was the experimentation like going into putting this book together? What didn't make the book?
Most of them were surprisingly successful from the first time out. Others, like the sriracha marshmallow, you know, sriracha hot sauce is that Thai chili paste. And, the batter itself had that sort of creeping heat, and it was awesome, and I was going to do this sort of curried coconut coating on it, and then What ended up happening is that garlic note of the sriracha just blossomed. It was horrible. I was like, okay.
Horrible.
But on the flip side of that, there's flavors like the banana marshmallow in the book, which is wonderful.
I'm skimming through some of the recipes. There's root beer float marshmallow, maple bacon marshmallow. What we have here is the sea salt caramel. Our two tasters have cleansed their palates. They had a little sip of water. So let's try this one, you guys, the sea salt caramel. Now, what sea salt caramel while they're tasting? What is it, just what it seems?
It is. It is the classic vanilla marshmallow. And what you do is you make a quick caramel sauce. You can also use store-bought in this case. And then you swirl it into the marshmallow batter. And the sort of wonderful surprise that happened with this recipe is that you get these sort of wispy layers of caramel throughout the marshmallow as it sets.
Jamie, you're nodding. Are you feeling those wisps?
Yeah.
Or are you like slipping into a coma?
Poor children.
I think they're liking it. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Because that was kind of sophisticated.
That is in our section for the mallow connoisseur, where we have pineapple rosemary, which is actually one of my favorite flavors in the book.
And then there's, of course, marshmallow and liqueur, you know, very adult.
Oh, yes, the cocktail-inspired section where we have our boozy marshmallows.
Which, as I was just saying, these kids don't even need that. I mean,
No, they really don't.
There's a lot of sugar in these.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and I say that in the front matter of the book. You know, we're not making breakfast. We're making candy.
Well, and in your marshmallow madness, again, the brackets that you got in the beginning of the book, you have a final four of honeyed apricot, bubble gum, facing off against chocolate malt and classic vanilla. Classic vanilla then ends up in the finals against honeyed apricot. The winner is classic vanilla. I mean, it just seems like the basic marshmallow. Always is the one
you can enjoy the texture, and it's sort of an idealized version of what we all kind of think of as a marshmallow, you know, and so classic vanilla had to win.
Well, here on the table in front of us, guys, how you doing? Sammy and,
Good.
One of you, I won't say which, looks like they're going to be sick. This might be too much marshmallow, but we still have ahead chocolate chip. Are you game, Sam?
Yeah,
you
want I'm good.
Okay, all right, let me get the chocolate chip. And Jamie, you want to try one more?
Sure.
Sure, okay. And then she'll get to sleep at about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. what'd you think overall? Sammy, start with you.
Well, all of them are very soft. And I didn't talk about the chocolate, but they're like the normal, except, like, better, because it just has chocolate.
There you go. Okay, like normal, but better. Jamie?
My mom always said that homemade stuff tastes better than, like, market food. So like whenever I have something from the market, it like tastes the same as anything else, but when I make a cake by myself, I can add whatever I want in it.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like the marshmallows.
So you like the marshmallows. There you go. Shauna, you got 2 thumbs up. Very sticky thumbs. that's 10-year-old Sammy Haynes and 9-year-old Jamie Wolpert talking about the marshmallow recipes in the book Marshmallow Madness by Shauna Siever. We'll have recipes and pictures at our website. Shauna, thanks so much. Lots of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you, guys.
Thanks. It's really good.
And thanks, you guys. Now there's marshmallows left here. What should we do?
Yeah, let's just eat them.
The song Peeps from Seattle's Taco Cat. For recipes and pictures from Marshmallow Madness and a link to Peep Dioramas, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.